Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Pride. You are so good at being hypnotized, the very best at trance. You're so good that maybe you're even too powerful, your mind too strong to be influenced by someone like me. Of course, you are so good, so refined in your understanding and experience of hypnosis, that you can recognize an induction easily at any point. So no matter what I do, no matter how I would try to entice you, it would simply fail, wouldn't it? Because you're so good, so powerful, so important. And you can focus on anything you want, using your mind and your will so direct and powerful, so laser focused on your goals. Aren't you? Are you sure? Because if you aren't, you know you need to be the best. You want to be better than everyone else, don't you? Of course, you know that you're already so good at this, so amazing at going into trance just like that. And yet, maybe there is still something you don't know yet. Could you imagine someone else being better than you? Of course not, that would be ridiculous. You are the very best. You are so amazing at going into trance. You are so good at being hypnotized that if you choose to go into trance, it takes no more than a blink to go so deep that you almost forget what you're doing. But not quite. You know exactly what you're doing. You're going deep into trance, immediately and efficiently, because you are so good at it, so amazing at just losing your mind like that. Unless, maybe you aren't. Maybe you are missing something. I wonder if there's something you haven't learned yet, don't know yet. Of course, you're fully aware of the simple effects of reverse psychology. I could tell you that you're not good enough yet at something and your pride would just want to improve. An obvious trap, and someone as intelligent and refined as you wouldn't fall for that. However, if there is something that you're missing, a wonderful way of enjoying trance that you have yet to experience, would you want to? Would you want to find out how it works? If there's a chance, a possibility, an option, that you don't know everything yet, of course, you'd want to learn. You pride yourself on improving, on getting better, on understanding everything. This is how you've become so good, the very best, the most amazing subject for going into trance in the whole world. And even if you are possibly not the best in the whole world, you don't have to be. You know how good you are. So amazing, so fantastic, so rich in fantasy and falling deep. So wonderfully experienced at letting go of your thoughts, that obviously you would be eager to show off at any opportunity. And maybe you'd even be willing to prove how good you are at going so deep that you lose control. Countdowns are way too easy and predictable. Someone like you, with your experience and refinement, with your taste for the divine, would need something better. And yet, countdowns still work. Would you want to deny yourself the enjoyment of a lovely, slow, hypnotic countdown? A swinging watch, or moving element to focus on as numbers dwindle down, your mind following every step, a wonderful swinging slide down. And maybe you could get to experience the part that you're not certain of yet, that wonderful feeling that I spoke of earlier, that experience that you haven't quite grasped. Now you could tell yourself that you're too good for any new kind of experience, that you want to stay awake because going into trance for someone else is just too simple, too easy. Unless there's something to be gained for you. Something new to experience, some kind of novel, enjoyable part to play. So maybe you can use all that knowledge and experience, all that powerful progress that you've made in going deep into trance without even realizing it, in following the words dwindling down, almost like a leaf just slowly falling from a tree, zigzagging through the air, light, and going down, all the way down to the base of the tree. And once the leaf drops to the ground, there's this ripple, this soft sound inaudible to most people, the gentle touch of something so light, just falling down. I wonder what the sound would be for you. If you can go so deep into trance enjoying how the pride comes before the fall. As you let yourself drop even more, are you so good at trance that you can let go of yourself, drifting into a state where self-control is just as much an illusion as the trance itself? Humility can be quite enjoyable after all. Not knowing how something will feel or what will happen would allow you to experience it so much more vividly. While your pride, your ability to go into trance, your experience and knowledge can serve you well in going deeper and deeper. The true fun and enjoyment follows from a little bit of humility. As you let go of your expectations, you can be surprised. And then, of course, you can enjoy the ride even more. 10. A countdown that reminds you that all of this is both a game and not a game. 9. Will you let your pride come before the fall? 8. Or will you enjoy the slow, inevitable slide down? 7. As you feel your mind responding. 6. Enjoying your thoughts drifting. 5. Every step into trance. 4. A wonderful feeling of letting go. 3. Zoning out. 2. Some final. 1. Drop. And the more you enjoy, the more you choose to let go of your pride, the more deep and profound the trance becomes. Exploring your pride and your humility is a good way to become more balanced. Each has its place, each has its value. And I hope that you enjoyed learning and experiencing and knowing even more. Now a drop is a mere fall, far from the branches of the tree of knowledge, down to the wonderful floor of exploration. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep. A Otherwise, you'll find yourself awakened once again to realize if your pride helped you with the fall. Enjoy.